Good evening, and thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiver. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Deb Martino.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
I'm good.
What can I do for you today, Deb?
I called a couple of days ago because our internet is painfully slow. We just unplugged everything, plugged it back in, and it just, you can't even load a page. And I want to see if you can help.
Okay, absolutely. Let me go ahead and pull up your account. What is your service address, please?
199 Sperling Road, Saugerty.
Sperling, S-P-U-R?
No, S-P-A-R-L-I-N-G.
Oh, Sperling. Okay, sorry. Got you right here. All right, perfect, Debbie.
Okay.
Thank you. And what is the best callback number in the event that we need to reach you?
845-389-5872.
Perfect. Okay, let me go ahead and pull up the other part and do it. All right, let's see what's going on here. Okay, I kind of see what's going on. Is it just what specific devices or?
All of them.
All of them. Okay, how far away would you say that they are?
I can stand right over the top of the router, which is in our basement. So I'm upstairs through a wooden floor. It says the signal is absolutely excellent. Sometimes when you run a speed test on it, it's showing 300-400 meg, and sometimes it's showing 4.
Oh, that's not good.
My phone keeps changing from Archtop to LTE, which is over, you know, over the phone thing, and it won't
it's
even look
spotty at that. It won't
even load a page.
So I'm actually seeing what's happening. How often has it been happening? Is it just the last couple of days?
Yes. And if you're watching the TV, it will stop and it will buffer and sit there and spin.
Nope, I figured out the problem. I'm going to go ahead and reboot the modem. It seems that it lost signal a couple of times. And sometimes if it's not properly power cycled or properly rebooted during the circuit, so you are going to lose internet service right the second as it reboots. Just so that you are aware. So I do apologize if the TV stops.
No, we're not watching.
That's what they said 2 days ago. She rebooted it, and it was no better.
Interesting. And did you guys power cycle after as well?
I unplugged both pieces that were in the basement, the router and whatever the thing that the fiber comes into. I unplugged both of those and plugged, you know, left them off for about 30 seconds and then plugged them back in.
I usually say 30 seconds to a minute, but.
Yeah. Our neighbors across the street said theirs was doing the same thing last week, and they called and they straightened it out, but I don't know, you know.
Yeah. So we're going to try rebooting the circuit, see if that might help clear things up. I am seeing great light levels to your modem, so I'm not really sure what would really cause it if there's light to it. So let's see how this does, and then from that point on, I can also schedule for a tech to come out to take a look and maybe swap it out. Oh, absolutely, yes, please.
Okay, no problem.
Absolutely. Are either of you available to go down to the basement to take a look at the lights that are on the modem?
Yes,
I can.
You can take my phone.
Okay, perfect. I do appreciate it. Sorry to make you go down a whole flight of stairs. But as long as it gets resolved, I think it's kind of worth it, right?
I don't know why he put the thing in the... I mean, the old one was in the basement that we had through Spectrum. But, I mean... You lose some of the signal just, you know.
Just by being in the basement? Yeah.
Right. Okay, I'm down here.
Okay, perfect. Now, when you go find the little black box that is connected to the fiber connection, please let me know what the lights are.
But are they?
Yes, are they solid green? Are they blinking green? Are they blinking red?
No, you've got the power one, of which of course is green solid, and the one next to it is green solid, and then the one, let's see here, they're completely out now, the other one. And the one that says 300L, I think, is once in a while.
Okay, just bear with me. So I'm also taking a look into, let's see. Do a health check. Yeah, I'm starting to think that it might have to be that the router has to move. The modem can stay down there. That's not the big issue. The biggest issue I would think of at this time, I mean, it only started a couple days ago though. You haven't had any other issues with it before then?
No, and we still have our old router attached to it too. So we had two routers, and we never had a problem. So I this one is now physically unhooked from it. It's completely unhooked from it because I thought maybe that was the problem.
Okay. Okay. And are they all back to normal now, or is that third one still giving you some trouble?
There's once in a while it flashes and that's it. They're all out except for the power and the one next to it.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and schedule for a tech to come out and take a look at it and figure out why it is causing it. I am going to recommend in the trouble ticket that maybe the router needs to be moved. I'm also going to put down that I rebooted the modem. Oof, now I've got the hiccups.
You started your holiday drinking early.
No, if only I don't drink. I don't
Well,
drink
then
often.
you have no excuse.
No, I had some ribs for lunch. So I think I ate too much. They were so good though. I didn't want to stop eating them.
The little black box is the router, correct?
No, the little black box is the modem.
Oh, okay.
The
So that's
white
the box.
one would be the router.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and if ever you see a green light on the front of the router, then at that point, yeah, that's when you definitely know you have an issue.
There is a green light on the back where the wire
No,
front.
I mean on the front.
On the front of the router, there's no light, just on the back. And the other piece of modem, like I said, just lights lit up on it, and there's no other lights on it.
Okay, no worries. All right, so I did put down that I rebooted the circuit. Needs the router moved to a more centralized location within the home, and that we're having slow speeds and poor quality.
Yeah, a few days ago, it's been working great.
All right, so I've got that down. And may I please have your name, please?
My name is Tim. Mark.
Tim. Okay. Perfect. All right. So I am going to go ahead and assign this to a tech. And what is your guys' availability for tomorrow?
Do you have any idea when I would be coming, or we're both retired. We're usually here all the time, but we were planning on out tomorrow. So.
Well, I mean, we have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. available.
A 10 a.m. would be great.
10 a.m.? Okay, you got it.
Yep. Perfect.
All right, and I'm going to go ahead and get that fully into the system. So 10 a.m. for tomorrow, the 19th, it is.
Perfect.
Trying to see as to what I can do. We'll do connection issues.
Yeah, at the very least, let them come up what's going on with it.
So it's been scheduled. I did open the ticket. I will have a tech coming out to you at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Was there anything else that I can help with today?
No, that's it.
All right. I just also want to double check and make sure that you currently have internet back.
Showing on her phone. Yeah. Hold on, just let me go back upstairs.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I just want to make sure it's not being, like, really slow. I'm going to do a speed test as well.
Get my phone.
Okay, so it's able to handle the basics, I would take it.
Let's see.
I mean, it does show that it's having at least 1,031 megabytes per second for download, and then for upload, it's showing 1,045 megabytes per second. At least that's from our end of the system. It seems that yesterday or this morning at 2 a.m., it was having a bit of a slightly higher, but not much higher.
It's showing about 500 megabytes on the speed test thing here.
And I take it you're on the iPhones?
Yeah. And the upload is about the same
size. Yeah, it's showing that it's pretty far from the router. That's kind of the issue that it's experiencing.
Yeah, well, right now I'm in the living room, and right, I'm 3 feet from the wall, and right below the wall is where the router is. So I don't know.
Yeah, but building materials sometimes cause issues. But I think, honestly, personally, I think the router may need to have to be swapped out, or it needs to just be placed in a more centralized location.
Okay. We'll let the tech take a look and see what's going on.
Absolutely. They'll definitely be able to troubleshoot it a little bit further than I can. And they'll also be able to determine, oh, maybe the Wi-Fi adapter in the router just stopped working, or it's just experiencing an issue.
Yep.
Because I am seeing the signal with the iPhone going back and forth, so.
Okay. Well, we'll wait till tomorrow. Okay.
Absolutely. Was there anything else that I can help with tonight?
That's it.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day and a wonderful holiday season.
And you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.